In equanimity, every cell in your body will generate sweetness. What is equanimity? How will one become equanimous? Equanimity is not an attitude. Equanimous means the discriminatory, the discerning process of the intellect has been rested. This is only possible in a condition that we refer to as yoga. The word yoga means you have obliterated the boundaries of your individuality. As long as you're identified with your individual framework, your individual psychological framework, physiological setup, equanimity is not possible, because it's always, as long as what is me is strongly here, there is me versus you. Well, right now we may be wonderful with each other, but there is me versus you. This manifests on the level of individuals, in the level of societies, race, religion, nationality, in many ways. But fundamentally, it is because we have a boundary that there is bound to be a conflict. Whether the conflict finds expression as violence or as diplomacy or as social interaction, but there is a certain amount of friction because there is boundary. So an identification with limited boundary and equanimity cannot happen. Only when you manage to obliterate the boundaries of your individual nature, then there is equanimity. In this equanimity, every cell in your body will produce something that we call as amrita. That means your life is generating the juice of life in its highest level of exuberance and sweetness. This every human being can experience if only they are willing to keep their own boundaries aside. The moment you keep your boundaries aside, or you obliterate them, or you're above them, then we say you're in a state of samadhi, which literally means sama means equanimous, dhi means the buddhi. That means you have rested the discriminatory dimension of your intellect. In this resting of discriminatory or discerning aspect of your mind, then you are in equanimity. In this state, you become utter overflow of sweetness.